A nearly $1 million injury lawsuit will be settled by Metro government for just $10,000 if the Metro Council signs off this evening. The case stems from a former patrolman's use of excessive force, which broke a man's back in 2013. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Three quick knee strikes to the back. That's how the lawsuit describes the officer's actions towards Ryan Haraway. He was sitting in a wheelchair with his hands cuffed behind him, and his vertebrae were fractured. It was all captured on surveillance camera footage. Haraway, who was in custody at that time, had been taken to General Hospital after a scuffle with police. Metro later determined that Officer Chad Nags had violated department policy, not just due to excessive force, but because he never reported the incident. Nags, who later admitted his actions, was allowed to resign after a 30-day suspension. The case originally asked for $800,000 and has been making its way through civil court for years. Haraway has spent most of that time behind bars on unrelated charges. Though many of the facts were undisputed, the lawsuit did make a larger claim that would be difficult to prove, that the city failed to properly train police officers on its own policies regarding use of force. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.